Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to WP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is December 10th. It's a Friday night, not our normal Monday night. We have a very special guest with us today. This is the man who made the site that is basically our Bible, our PvP Bible.
Basically, yes, for sure.
It's PV Poke. It's Kakuna Matata. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be here and chat with you all.
Appreciate you you coming on. So we got a bunch of stuff to go over the show. We're gonna go over obviously Glacial Cup. We'll probably just touch on some of the things that happened in the in-game news, probably very light on the GBL, and then we've got all your questions to go through. But before we get into all that, how was everyone's week, Wildcat?
Week has been good. This dragon event, I've went a lot harder than I expected. I've done more raids this week than probably I have in the last 3 months combined. But I did manage to get the rank 150 Dragalge, or not Dragalge, Drudgegon. So really excited about that. Dino, what about you? How's your week?
It's been good. Actually, just like you said, you guys know I don't raid actually at all. I just do my legendary Pokemon through GBL. And actually been raiding, you know, Reshiram or Zekrom every now and then. But I actually been playing more than I have in any other like weeks, if that. What about you, Astro?
Same boat. I've been loving this dragon event. I'm not going to try and pronounce the name of this thing again.
Yeah, let's not do that.
the I call it the Rock'em Sock'em Dragon because it looks just like a Rock'em Sock'em robot. Okay. I've done enough. I've got like almost 150 candy.
Oh my god.
I've done a lot. I've done a whole lot.
You did say
lot.
It was one of your favorite dragons, right?
It is. It's my favorite dragon. So I went hard. I did all the win 3 raid researches. Yeah. Like I did probably like 6 of those.
Oh wow. That's so I haven't found one.
And pineapple everything.
Yeah, you really went hard.
So I did. Yep. And I'm enjoying it. It's fun. I like the dragon stuff. Kakuna, how was your week?
Yeah, thanks, Astro. It's been good so far. I unfortunately, living here in Minnesota, we just got like 8 inches of snow that's dropping on us. So my ability to go out and catch some dragons is a little limited. But I've been catching
Can
from
you
home.
Keep that north, please. Keep that north.
I'll do my best.
You're next.
Fire up the weather control machine. We've got this.
All right.
but I've done some raids here and there. I did manage to get like a 3-stack of the tasks. So I managed to get a Drudgegon that goes to 1498. And I think that'll keep me happy.
Nice. That's awesome. I think like the best one I have is like an 85%. Like, I haven't gotten lucky with IVs, so we'll see. I have some. I'm going to take the boys out this weekend and do some raids, and then we'll just trade them amongst each other. And
smart.
See. So before we like jump into the show, we have a lot of listeners who are new to PvP. They're new to Sylph, you know, all that stuff. So you probably are new to them as well. So why don't you kind of give us like a overview of like how you got started with Pokemon Go, you know, and then what made you decide to create PV Poke and all that?
Sure. Absolutely. I started playing Pokemon Go like I think the second week the game came out. I actually didn't have a smartphone at the time. And if I'm being honest, Pokemon Go was like the sole motivation for finally getting a smartphone. So got on that.
That's awesome.
And I've been playing pretty regularly ever since. Then when PvP came along, I was really excited and saw a good opportunity to make something hopefully fun. And that's kind of how PvP Poke started.
That's awesome. So you have a background in like web design and stuff, or you just kind of Googled it?
Well, web development does involve a lot of Googling. But I did go to college for programming and web design, and that's kind of my background, and love doing passion projects and games and things like that. So Pokemon Go PvP was a pretty natural fit.
That's awesome. And then you've expanded it now to Unite.
I have, although I have a lot of work I need to do to keep that updated. So stay tuned on that.
I feel like it's kind of fallen off. Like if I don't see like very many like in our chat, I don't see a lot of people playing it anymore in any of the games. I feel like everyone's just kind of like, oh, we had it, it was fun. And
yeah, I think that's because there's quite a few game breaking bugs right now with a few of the Pokemon. I think Greedent, for example, when it came out, just had a couple bugs that made it almost unplayable. So I think because of some of the bugs, you're seeing it fall out of favor a little bit.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and get the show started then, and we'll move over to the Sylph Arena. Sylph Arena. All right. So we've got a lot of questions.
Right?
we were all so excited when you said you would come on. Like, we're just like, yes.
Fangirling over here.
So the first thing we want to ask is when these Sylph Cups come out, like, what is, like, how do you build the ranking system for these, like, these metas?
Yeah, so for each meta, whether it's Sylph or GBL, the process I walk through is I set up the rules and the code, kind of how to tell which Pokemon are eligible and the bans. And then there's an algorithm that generates the move sets that the Pokemon in the rankings will have. Right now it's one move set per Pokemon, and it's been like that for a little while. It would be awesome to show multiple move sets on Pokemon. I see Wildcat nodding his head. That's kind of the first step. And for the most part, it gets it fairly right. It loves sticking Politoed with like Surf and Weather Ball, for example. So there's some examples where I have to go through and manually adjust which move sets are listed for the recommended move sets. But then after that, it goes through it. It pits all the Pokemon in the meta against each other and tries to come up with some scores based on these simulation outcomes. And it's a lot of tweaking, a lot of like trying to determine, okay, what should the meta move set be? How much weight should I assign to like Azumarill or so on? And sometimes there's data like usage data, which helps fill in some of those gaps. But early on, Sylph meta, when like nobody's played a game yet, I have no idea what the meta is going to look like. It's pretty interesting.
That's awesome. So you, I mean, you get these things out like almost as soon as the metas are announced, except for Glacial Cup. And you had us all panicking.
I think it was thematic,
like,
you're really.
Like, oh, I'm taking vacation.
Going at a glacial pace.
What's that?
Yeah, taking it a little
exactly.
slow. Yeah, the timing was unfortunate there, but it was actually really interesting to see some of the practice tournaments and usage stats that came out before I did the rankings. And then to make the rankings and look back on that as like a kind of a gut check of, all right, is this feeling kind of right? And seeing really weird Pokemon like Barbaracle or Malamar. And it's like, okay, people are using this stuff. They must be good. They're high up in the rankings. This is feeling about right.
Barbaracle is a beast in this cup. I've absolutely loved using it. And the only thing I will say, I adjusted the moveset. I just looked at kind of what the team comps were and found Grass Knot over Stone Edge worked a little better. But without PV Poke, I would have never even considered that as a possible pick in this meta. So thank you for that.
No problem. It's always good to hear what interesting movesets people are running, because when I set them, I try and make a best guess, but try to update it later if there's a meta moveset that comes out. And Jacob, is there any wild stuff you're running in Glacial Cup?
Actually, the funny thing is that I didn't have time to build a team, and they're laughing because we had a cup or a tournament sign up at 8 p.m., so an hour ago, and I literally started building it, I think, like at 7:30, so 30 minutes before. So I was like telling them, I have no idea what to run. And to be honest with you, like it seemed actually pretty, you know, easy to build. And I don't know if like this is like the spiciest pick, but I actually kind of liked Alolan Raichu like a lot, and I actually have it in my team. And just because I seen what my team is weak against, I mean, I know that everyone's going to find out. I think it already came out. So my team is Whiscash, Obamasnow, Froslass, Alolan Raichu, Lapras, and Beedrill. So I actually did that, and I did the team builder actually, and it came out with the ACAB. So it actually pretty good overall, and I'm hoping it does well. I don't know if it does, because sometimes, you know, it has a great, you know, grade overall, but it still doesn't work just because the meta may be different on whatever the tournament, like whatever they use in the tournament. But I wanted to use the Pokemon everyone's talking about, but I don't have the candies for it because I didn't think it was going to be good, which I didn't think it was going to be good ever. And I'm like, I got time to build it. And yeah, now this is going to kick my butt.
Yeah. So when we look at the rankings for this cup, number one was a little head scratcher for me with all the ice and bug and pretty much everything it's weak to. Zoelius comes in at number one.
Yeah,
I mean, I have it on my team.
I have it on my team, though.
There are some Pokemon that the Sims really like, and depending on like how I set up the weights for, especially early Sylph rankings, can be a little funky sometimes. Before getting all the like tournament usage data in there. Silas is kind of an example of heavy Dragon Breath damage, Body Slam spam. There aren't really any like trying to think of the steel types and counter users in the meta. There's fairly few, I think. Escav would probably be the biggest.
Escavalier, I think. Barbicle with Cross Chop is kind of where I went. That's one of the reasons I went there, was specifically because Zoelius, and actually Malamar as well. It's a hard counter to Malamar.
Yeah, but double super effective Fury Cutter actually does some damage.
Yeah, that's why I put Poliwrath on my team, just for that dynamic punch, just to have some type of fighting move around there. So Dean, you brought up a point about the team builders. So can you explain to us how like that whole thing works? Like, is there
it's a magic because, box like, that,
right.
Just, there's yeah, wild magic and sometimes numbers it, and, yeah. So the team builder, yeah. Let's see, it takes your team of three or six or however many, runs simulations against every Pokemon in the meta. And then it averages the results of the zero shield and one shield matchups. And it does that to kind of, get a little bit of a broader picture than you might get from just doing one shield. And then it takes those, looks at, which Pokemon do really well against your whole team. And that'll be your threat section. It'll take your top threats and then do the reverse. It'll, run how the threats do against all the Pokemon in the meta, then take the best Pokemon that do really well against your threats and list those as potential suggestions or alternatives.
Interesting. Yeah. So I was talking about a team that I was using, and I figured like I'm going to go a little different before everything starts because everybody knew what the Pokemon I was running. And when I built my team, the last Pokemon it recommended, like number one, like it beat everything that it says I was weak to, was Crawdunt.
Crawdunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, it's like, really? And I was like, okay, let me just roll with it. So I did it. I did a couple like simulations in the battle section, and then I tested it out against a couple people, and it's glassy, but it does work.
Oh, really? I'm glad. Sometimes that kind of wild stuff doesn't always pan out, but
yeah, sometimes. But that one was actually it. I was really shocked. Like I had one like sitting there. I had never built it. It just sat there. And I was like, all right, here we go. Maybe this is my lucky pick of the tournament. So excited to see that. And excited to see that it's actually working.
That's awesome. I think it was Mardo who was running like a Shadow Sharpedo Crawdont team in GBL or something like that. And it was pretty wild. I don't know how well it worked, but pretty interesting.
Yeah, Shadow Sharpedo is not to be taken lightly, I've learned. That thing will eat your soul very quickly.
Yeah. let's see where we're at. How did you feel about this meta? Because you see them all, obviously, and you kind of see, I guess, the inner workings of it, but like for us, we prefer like this type of meta over what like last month with the slots and stuff like that. How did you feel about this Glacial
Cut? Yeah, I'm actually on the Sylph meta team, and when I have a time, I help participate in some of the meta discussions and provide some feedback. And I'll say from a meta development standpoint, the slot metas are also really challenging because there's so many considerations and potential like gaps that you might miss with certain combinations. And the Glacial Cup returned to form to kind of a standard Sylph. All right, here's your five types. Have fun is really, really fun from a playing perspective and from a design perspective as well, because I think it just makes things easier. And the type selections are also, I think, pretty interesting. You have ice, psychic, poison, dragon, and I'm missing one. Ice, psychic, poison, dragon, electric. Is that it?
Water.
Right.
Water. I blanked that on it too.
there we go. And
we all have
four of the five types resist each other. So that sets up or resist themselves. So that sets up some really interesting like dual typing dynamics of, okay, which water type has the coverage to beat other water types, which ice type has the coverage to beat other ice types and so on.
So something I wonder, because you have to put a lot of time into building the metas and things of that nature from the website perspective, do you actually find the time to compete in Sylph tournaments, or are you very limited because of just how much work you have to put in developing all the resources we love and use every day?
Yeah, unfortunately, Wildcat confession time, I have not competed in Sylph since season two, since it was in person, unfortunately. But I try my best to stay on top of what's happening, and I could definitely be doing a better job there. But still enjoy.
You're doing a great job.
No complaints here.
To us, you're doing everything. Thank
you.
You're doing such a good job. You don't have time to do it yourself. That's exactly what I was afraid of hearing.
So one thing that I thought was interesting that you said was when you guys are thinking of these metas, like you said, four of the five typings resist themselves, like their own typing. And I never thought about it that way. Like, I never thought like, oh shit, this resists that. And you've got to figure out, like you said, which water beats other waters and stuff. Is that like that process? Is that like everyone just picks a typing and you throw it together and see if it works, or?
That's a good question.
How does that come about?
I was pretty outside of the Glacial Cup specifically, but kind of came in towards the end, pretty late towards the end, and was just able to see, oh, there's some cool interactions here. And I would say in general, it starts with a pretty well-formed, like, rough draft of, okay, here's the types. What do we want to ban? Do we want to swap out a type? And then it kind of evolves from there as the month goes on.
That's cool. I thought maybe you guys all sat down and picked a Pokemon that you want to see be good in something and then try and build the meta around those.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
It's
which would probably be
that
awesome.
Would be pretty cool. I do think it would be pretty tough to design a meta kind of by committee like that. I do think it's easier to balance when there's kind of a single vision, so to speak, and then you can refine that depending on what everybody wants to see.
Okay. I mean, we started our Glacial Cup today, and then I believe I'm in the Pokemon Go Radio one that started yesterday, I think, and then GoCast started today. So
it hasn't started today yet. I've been sitting there watching. It hasn't started yet. I've been waiting on it.
Okay.
But did you say the exciting part about our tournament?
What was it?
We hit six rounds for the first time ever.
Congrats. Oh, that's right.
It was pretty impressive.
So this is our first ever Sylph six round tournament, which is huge.
Especially since our very first one, I think we barely made seven or eight.
Yeah, I think it was like less than 10.
I don't think it was ranked because we had so few.
yeah. So that's awesome. Then we do also, besides the regular Sylph metas, we do our own custom metas in the Discord, and we just wrapped up our gym leader.
It's not over yet. It's still going.
It's almost done.
Is it still?
It's almost done. I'm holding it up. I'm sorry.
Come on.
He just doesn't want to.
Look, I thought this was done last week.
As a psychic trainer, I have to fight a dark and a ghost team, and I do not approve of this situation.
Oh, that's rough.
That's no fun. Okay, well, that's almost done. So as soon as that's done, we'll let you guys know who took home the trophy. And then we're starting on the 26th. Was it Team Go or Team Rocket Strikes Back? Or?
Yes.
Yep. Which I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to even field a team for this thing, because all the shadow Pokemon that I have built are banned.
Oh no.
Yes.
I saw, was it?
Yeah, I'm having the same issue.
Was it Seagull who was working on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is specifically Seagull's baby.
Yeah.
So pretty much most of the custom metas come from myself and Seagull. We are meta tinkerers. So we've done in the past, we've done an Avengers themed tournament. We've done the gym leader tournament. We're doing a draft tournament next month. And we have one coming up in February that may help everyone's Stardust count is all I can really say about that one.
Interesting.
Help it go stay the same or go down.
We'll have to wait and see.
Oh God. I'm not excited for
that. If Wildcat could invent a tournament that will give me Stardust, I want to hear about it.
If we just had a Stardust sharing program, I would be more than willing to sponsor some trainers.
If only. You
could sponsor
only.
Me. I'm poor.
I mean, I only have 6.6 right now. Only. Million.
He literally says that every single podcast, though, every single episode we have.
He just loves to do that. Just help me, I'm poor.
I think there's one of our listeners sent us someone that had like 300 million Stardust, and I'm like, how? Why?
What?
Yeah.
They never built a Pokemon. Way.
Yeah, they tagged me on Twitter. It was one of the first tags I got on Twitter was someone sending me a screenshot and said, and you talk like you have a lot of dust. And I'm like, this is true.
That's ridiculous.
Oh my God, that's funny. I didn't see that.
Oh my gosh.
That's excessive.
I'm like,
that's too much.
I'm super jealous. So in the Discord under the Rocket Tournament section, it has like the full details of what's banned and not, but I threw in, I guess, whatever the thing is to do a custom ranking system, and Shadow Charizard looks like it's going to be a force in this tournament.
I'm glad I got two.
Which is, I have one and it still has frustration.
What? How?
Because all of my stuff I got after, like, this is the way this shit works with me every single time. And Dino can attest because he's been with me since the beginning. As soon as something ends is when I start getting the best ones.
That's true. Then
right around the time a new one starts, I get nothing.
You literally send screenshots as soon as an event ends.
Yeah. Like after the Machamp community day, the next day I got a rank one.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And I'm just like, come on. So, so you can check that out, at your leisure. And when is it starts on the 26th? Are we cutting off a day before?
No, this one, I think we're going to run through Sylph, so you should be good to go.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and move over to our in-game news and go over the news diarrhea that just came out. So it's the endgame news. All right. So first thing in the in-game news, don't want to spend too much time on it, honestly, because I don't know if it's been fixed or what, but apparently Niantic decided to charge different people different prices for this lure box. I didn't know because I didn't buy it. It's like the one box I refused to buy because I already have like four of every lure.
Yeah, they're not either.
but they did confirm to a few content creators, I think Ken was one of them that mentioned it, that this was an actual test, A-B testing to see what the appropriate pricing for items are. It still doesn't feel good.
Was it a test or was it they got caught and went, shit, we need to make something up real quick?
It's so weird.
I don't know.
I work in...
That's a weird test.
Yeah, I work in marketing and have done like A-B testing on... much different stuff, but generally, like the message from Niantic themselves said something along the lines of, you know, they didn't want to communicate it because they didn't want to impact the results or however. But people talking about the different pricing of the boxes is going to impact results. So I'm not really sure what the thinking was there.
I think it ranged from what, 300 at the cheapest to 700 coins at the most expensive. For people, I think that's about the range I saw.
I think mine's 700.
No, yeah, 400. Like mine's 480 or something like that.
Mine's 400, and I still won't.
Nah, buy it. Yeah, I'm definitely not gonna buy it.
if I'm going to buy coins, I'm going to buy like one of the bigger boxes that gives me like incubators and star pieces. So that happened. Then we got some more news on the Johto tour. So there's a lot to go over and we want to dedicate more of a show to it. So we're probably going to cover that next week, but it looks like the dates, we had the dates. It looks like if you made your purchase by month. Oh, wow. They're giving you like a whole month. Yeah. So if you make your purchase by January 10th, you get the special timed research for January and February. So that's interesting. I wonder what that's going to involve.
It's the special research like we got right now for the Dino hat. So it'll be for XP and catching Pokemon.
Okay. All right. And then if you purchase it by February 10th, you only get the February time research. I think they did this for Kanto Cup too.
I think for Kanto Cup, wasn't it? They gave us access to the Community Day research for free.
Oh yeah. Yep. I think so. So, and then that, those dates for the Johto tour are February 26th and 27th. And then
the important note here, I just want to point out this week, the 26th is a global worldwide event. And it is the actual Johto tour. The 27th is smaller in-person events in select cities that actually is going to be revolved more around Kanto Pokemon. So it's like you're playing Gold and Silver where you beat the Elite Four in Gold and Silver and then you go back to Kanto. So, and they are technically two separate events. And we'll cover that in more detail next week, but I don't want people thinking like Kanto tour, this is a true 2-day event.
Okay. All right. So the tickets for these, the pre-orders is $11.99, which if you have an Android like I do, it only cost me like $7.99.
I hate you guys.
Because I had points saved up. So that was nice. But is there a Johto Cup or is it just the Sinnoh?
Johto Cup as well that week.
Okay. Have you, Kakuna, already started working on these cups?
I haven't yet. Which I'm trying to think of which comes first. I think Sinnoh Cup comes first, so that'll probably be what I'm working on this weekend. Should be interesting.
Okay, you know, if you want to slide us some tips,
yeah, absolutely.
You're like, this is the one you need. You need this one.
Get a head start.
Yeah. So there's that. Now we've got Community Day coming up, I believe, what, the 21st?
The 18th and 19th.
Okay. There we go. All right. I just looked at the link as I was pulling it up and it said Community Day, December 21st, which is weird.
It says December 21, as in 2021.
I'm not even saying anything. Okay. So first day, the 18th from 11 to 5, your local time. And then Sunday, the 19th from 11 to 5, your local time. So we're going to get incense that are going to last 3 hours, which is nice. It's nice to just have to kind of only use one of those things. Lure modules active will last 3 hours as well. Half hatch distance when eggs are placed in an incubator during the event. Don't do like I do almost every single time and put them in the day before and go, why is this still full? The full distance
happens every time.
every time, never fails. Two times catch XP and two times catch Stardust. So look, Kakuna, we made you Stardust.
Perfect.
Day.
Excellent. Excellent work. I'm so happy.
Do you participate in like these bigger events?
Yeah, it depends on the time. And Community Days in the middle of winter in Minnesota can be a little challenging. So some extra difficulty there. But like Gible Community Day, for example, probably the hardest I've ever grinded in Pokemon Go.
I think that was kind of like global. I know, I mean, I did probably, besides like these December events, like that, I think that was the most I did. I know this last one for Shinx, but my first two were right off the bat. I think, what was it?
Shundo.
100%. A Shundo and and then like a rank one for a Great League, and I was just like, okay, I'm done. I don't need to do anymore. So one of the other things that's going on is from the 17th, so that's this coming Friday, at 1 p.m. local time to Sunday, December 19th, 11:59 p.m. local time, says to celebrate the last community day event of the year, two additional bonuses will be available all weekend. 25% reduction Stardust cost for trades, one extra special trade per day. So if you have people in your community that you're looking to trade, like, this is a good time to do it. I wish they would have expanded the trade. What is it? The radius of, what was it? 40 kilometers.
Yeah.
For it, it'd make it a little easier for everyone, I think. Especially, like, I mean, Kakuna's snowed in.
Right? That would have been, yeah, that makes no sense.
So, I don't know.
Are you at least close enough to the Mall of America where you can go play in the nice big mall? And,
yeah, actually,
and stay in the
Mall of America is definitely the place to be for community days and events and stuff, really? For sure.
That's what I always hear from the It's Super Effective guys. I always talk about going over to Mall of America and playing there is their best spot to play in the winter.
Hmm. I mean, it sounds like it'd be the place to play all year round.
There's some really good spots in the cities, outdoors or indoors. So I'm really lucky to live where I live, and tons of stops and great spawn areas. So no shortage of them.
I will say downtown Minneapolis has a lot of good play areas. I remember I've had a few business trips up there, and it's always a good time to go, unless it's snowing, and then you just stay in your hotel room and don't leave.
I won't go anywhere where it's snowing.
I'm staying here.
I'm wearing a sweater, and it's like 79 degrees outside. I was like, ooh, it's chilly. So they're gonna increase the Pokemon storage and your item bag increase. So your Pokemon storage is gonna go from 5,000 to 5,500, and then your item bag goes from 4,000 to 4,500. I'm not even close to either one of these, so it doesn't. of course. I think I try and keep it under 1,000. I think I'm at like 900 Pokemon right now.
That is some dedication.
I have 300 pending PvP builds.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I'm not, I think I'm like at 2,400 or something like that, but nowhere near that amount that you guys have.
Yeah, the item space is what I always am like immediately click buy, because I always need more item storage.
Yeah, that I get, but the Pokemon storage, I mean, especially now with home, like, just transfer a lot of that shit out of there. Oh. It's too overwhelming for me when I see like 16 Charmanders across them. I'm just like, I need to get rid of these.
Oh no, I definitely have to hoard. Like, think of all the Pokemon that are bad in PvP right now, but could be like amazing. You never know when, like, I don't know. Let's see. Dunsparce
Magcargo
is going to be Pelipper top ranked.
Yeah,
it's going to get
Dunsparce. Actually, yeah. We've actually discussed that one. I think Astro mentioned that one time.
Mm-hmm. I love my normal types. <does. laughs> They're so much fun. Yeah, I do the bag, but it's too overwhelming for my brain. Like, I deal with so much stuff in a regular daily basis that when I look at my Pokemon, like, I keep one shiny of everything, and then like the good PvP ones, and then like whatever. It doesn't matter what Pokemon it is. If it has good PvP IVs, I save it, and then I just delete the rest of it.
But then how can you only have 1,000 Pokemon? Because I have that many just PvP relevant ones.
I don't know. it's actually under 1,000.
That is, that I'm blown away. I thought I was like with low amount of space for Pokemon, but you just like took the cake right there. Like,
have you ever been to an in-person Go Fest though?
No.
That explains it. Because there's not time to clean your bag while you're going those days.
Oh, I would make time. I couldn't. Even on community day, as I'm catching them, like once I hit like I like count them in my head, like once I hit like 20, I go into my bag and delete everything that doesn't have good IVs.
That's like that time that you're doing that to delete them. I feel like that's time that you could be catching. Like that's how I see it. But
that's time you could be earning Stardust.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now like with the transfer, like you don't have to go into each Pokemon. Like if it was like something I already had a rank one on, and like, okay, so the what was it, second or fifth Charizard community day, Charmander community day that they did with Dragon Breath, I didn't really care that much like about Dragon Breath, because Fire Spin, in my opinion, is a better move. So I already had my rank one, so I was just doing it for candy. So I just deleted everything.
But you need one with Wing Attack, you need one with Air Slash, you need one with Dragon Breath, you need one with,
exactly,
with Fire Spin. Then you don't have to TM things away.
That's true. There's, I have, the one thing I have plenty of is fast TMs. It's those charge TMs that I'm literally like, I gotta get more.
I did too before this gym leader tournament, and I decided for some reason that bringing Mew would be a smart idea. Oh, my TMs have just dwindled down so quickly this tournament.
How many do you think you used? Estimate.
I've between the two, I've used probably at least 100.
Between the whole tournament? Just the whole tournament?
Yeah.
Oh my god, wow. That's a lot.
What is it currently on?
I don't even remember.
Probably something it doesn't need to be on for regular play. No,
it's specifically built to beat or to attempt to beat the dark trainer right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have an idea what it could be.
And I actually think I may have gotten just upset enough to use a elite fast because I had so many extra of those.
Interesting.
I'm trying very diligently to get all of my battles for the tournaments at the end of tomorrow, the ones that started today, because right now my Hypno has Shadow Ball and Focus Blast on it, and it's not going to do me any good right now. So I have zero charge TMs. So
see,
it's either use the elite one that I just got, or
see, trying to if use you had raids. Like five Hypnos with all different movesets, you wouldn't have that issue. I think I got like four or five myself with different movesets, so I don't have to use TMs on it.
I have a fond memory of going into an old Fusion Cup with a Avalanche Crunch Frostlass because I ran out of charge TMs and still managed to come out second or third place.
That's definitely a good feeling right there.
That's awesome. So let's see. So with the, I guess, PvP wise, the wild encounters for Saturday, Machop, Roselia, Swablu, Fletchling, and then I guess Snivy and Gible.
I was going to say, I see all six of those at some point or another in PvP. They're all six at least somewhat relevant in PvP.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Really good selection on Saturday.
Why am I blanking on the final evolution of Gible? What?
Garchomp.
Garchomp. That's more Master League, though.
That is more Master League, absolutely.
Yeah.
Swablu is definitely more Great League. Snivy's more Great League. Machop is all three. Roserade, mostly Ultra, but it does show up in Great League here and there. Fletchling, Talonflame, is absolutely great in Ultra. And I need XL Candy Steel. I'm about 92 short.
Yeah.
So I will be going hard on the Fletchling.
I'm actually walking my Shundo when I got it from Community Day, last Community Day. So I'm really trying to flex that.
I don't like you right now.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I mentioned it.
Just keep in mind also, you get the guaranteed trade from XL or guaranteed XL from trade right now. So keep those additional Pokemon that you catch as opposed to transferring them, go ahead and just trade them off. You're getting a 25% discount anyways. And when we talk about the holiday event, that whole thing that Astro asked for, it's coming.
So, yeah. Any of these, is there like one particular, so like for people who are just starting PvP, is there one Pokemon that you guys think people should focus on in this event? Let's start with Kakuna. What's your one Pokemon you think?
I'm going to say Talonflame for both Great League and Ultra League. Really, especially in Ultra League, very meta-defining almost.
Okay. Wildcat?
I will go Altaria, Swablu for Altaria. It's a staple of Great League. It's constantly banned for Sylph, but in Open, it loves to play in Open. So definitely Altaria is one of them.
I'm glad that we all chose different ones. I'm using Machop since it's for Great League, Ultra League, and Master League. And, you know, you can, even if you do have it for Ultra and Great League already, you can get XL for it for Master League.
Now, Dino, would you say you care about the special move on Machop, though, or not?
See, for this, like myself, like we mentioned already, like I have like four Hypnos. I have, you know, four or three Charizards. I have the two variants of Rock Slide and Payback on Machop for Ultra League and Great League. So I'm good on both ends. So for me, like, I would say no. It'd be nice to have for sure, but you just, I feel like it's more like a cup, like type of move. So
Lyles will tell you he likes Payback and Ultra League.
I know. That's for certain. I've seen so many.
I think I run Payback on my Machamp in Ultra League too.
Really? I mean, it's not bad. Yeah. It's just that it takes what, like maybe two or three more counters. I forget to get to it. So I feel like I kind of dislike that it takes a lot longer. And Rock Slide is, you know, still does neutral to a lot of things, especially flyers. It would like do super effective. So overall, I still like Rock Slide. Just like I said, it depends. You know, if you're trying to go, if you're a legend and you're just trying to, you know, take screenshots of this like Lyle, then go for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree here with Wildcat on the Swablu, only because it's the most candy just to evolve it. It's, you know, 400 candies to evolve it to an Altaria. Coming from someone who's used it in Great League and in Ultra League, because I have a 100% that's XL, it's still pretty good in Ultra, like maxed out. It still does what Altaria does. The only difference is I tend to see more fairy and electric in Ultra. So that kind of hurts it there. But for Great League, like I remember Great League, that was the first Pokemon that like I actually like went out and searched to build because I was just seeing it everywhere. So on the 19th, so this is what you were saying, these are in-person spawns, or is this everyone?
That was Johto Tour.
I'm all confused today. It's because it's Friday. I'm all messed up. The 19th we got Eevee, Duskull, Shinx, Tepig, Oshawott.
At least there's two that matter.
Yeah.
And what are those two?
I already know
one. Eevee and Oshawott?
You know what's funny thing is, have you actually seen any of them recently? Like even in Great League, I haven't seen it at all for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I haven't seen one.
The Samurott, yeah. I see it. I've seen it a bunch of times in Remix.
Oh, yeah, because I'm in Open.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If Swampert's banned, it's a really good Swampert replacement.
I really like it, though. It's really annoying, as much as I hate it, too.
Kakuna, do you agree on that? Eevee and Oshawott?
Yeah, for sure. The other three, Duskull, Shinx, Tepig are not really in the conversation. Dusclops is kind of fun, I guess. If you want to go for that.
Yeah, well, I guess for Duskull, it's one of those Pokemon where the second evolution is actually better than the final evolution. Yeah. So if you need to, and I know now with XL, it's better to have the XL1 over, I guess, the Hundo, which it used to be. So that's good. Eggs. So this is from your 2 kilometer eggs, which is awesome that they're putting this in 2 kilometers, like this group. Charmander, Weedle, Abra, Ghastly, Rhyhorn, Magikarp, Porygon, Elekid, Magby, Seedot, Piplup, and Bidoof. Did I say all of their names right? Did I get it?
You self-corrected on Elekid.
Yeah. Okay, just making sure. I'll probably, it's what, half distance for this? So I'll be using, trying to get all these 2 kilometer eggs, especially
so these are all of your 2020 community day Pokemon.
Yeah. I like that they put them in the 2K eggs. Wasn't last year the year that they decided to put like the older ones in raids only?
Scroll down.
Well, I see that, but it's the same list as your 2K eggs.
It was the same last year as well. It was 2K eggs and raids.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I didn't pay that much attention last year. Probably not. So yeah, the only difference with your raids is no Bidoof, and you're getting Electabuzz and Magmar instead of Elekid and Magby. So if I see people trying to invite me to an Electabuzz or Magmar raid, I'm taking you off my friends list.
You know what's happening now. You put literally that out, just there. Put yourself out
there. Listen, I have no problem. You know I don't send gifts. I don't send gifts to anybody unless I battle you and I'm like, oh shit, I could send you a gift. Okay, I'll do that.
I'm exactly the same way. I am, yeah, just very bad at gifts. I'm so sorry to anyone on my friends list. Maybe someday.
See, I'm not going to say sorry. You knew that when you added me on as a friend.
Yeah. I made it pretty clear on that. Like I still have the Star Wars one for Wildcat that I tried to send it to you, but you haven't opened my gift.
He's like, let me do it right now.
So I couldn't. So I couldn't send it to him. I went to Disney 2 weekends ago.
Yeah, just
around Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I made sure I cleared out my gifts and just loaded it all up.
I don't see a gift from Astro. I don't. Yeah, I haven't. Don't have a gift from Astro. So try again, buddy.
Okay. We'll try. We'll see. So let's see. So community day moves. The moves. Let's see. Charizard's getting Dragon Breath. Again, in my opinion, I think Fire Spin's the better move. But I could be wrong. I'm normally wrong.
It just depends, to be honest. It just depends.
It depends on your team comp, yeah, and what that role is trying to fill. If your Dragonite's supposed to be, or your Charizard's supposed to be your Dragonite counter, you need Dragon Breath. If it's supposed to be your Venusaur counter, you're going to need Fire Spin. So it really depends on your team comp and what you're actually trying to do with your Charizard.
I know it's going to be like a weird comparison, but you can kind of like see like a Gyarados that is not Dragon and he has Dragon Breath. So same thing with him. So I don't know. I'm trying to convince you.
Well, no, I'm just thinking because if you're going to go out and catch a Charizard at this time, you're specifically going to want it for Dragon Breath, to have Dragon Breath. But if like for newer players, this could be like their first like decent IV Charizard that they have. So I'm just trying to think like, is it worth them catching it and then losing that community day move to go to Fire Spin or Wing Attack? Or is it better running Dragon Breath over those two?
Why not have two of them?
I feel like, to be honest, if you're going to be out there already, I feel like you have the opportunity to get both of them. But if you're like on crunch time, then that's different, you know? But I would suggest both just to have, Kakuna said he believes, it's better to have, multiple of each as well. So, why not have, I think it's also good, like I told you, I have multiple of everything. So, I say, why not have it? But if you do have to choose, I choose Fire Spin.
So PV Poke actually has for Ultra League, the site, Dragon Breath for Charizard for Ultra League. I haven't played around to see what the difference is with Fire Spin, like what the win percentage is. Do you know that off the top of your head?
Oh, goodness. I don't know that off the top of my head. But the thinking behind Dragon Breath and Open Ultra League, though, is you're specifically trying to hit Giratina, and it's also neutral against Swampert, who are two really big targets in Ultra League.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that. I've had Swampert versus a Dragon Breath Charizard before, and I actually had to shield at one point because Dragon Breath melts it down because it does a lot. So you got to see in like different perspective. Like Wildcat said, you know, got to see like how your team comp is, but it actually does really fairly well. It can defend itself against Swampert.
Yeah. So next one, Beedrill's getting Drill Run. This is a must if you have Beedrill. Like, this is what made Beedrill. Like,
which made it from a Pokemon that one, like, no one barely used or not didn't use at all to something that people actually used, you know.
So Kakuna, I saw you wave your hand that you used it before the move.
Yeah, you know, it didn't go great, but Beedrill's had a lot of help since then. You know, it's got Drill Run, it's got a Poison Jab buff, it's hanging in there.
Yeah,
and really good in Glacial Cup, actually.
Really glad I have it in my team.
I learned that the hard way. I learned that the hard way Wednesday, and I got swept, and every team had Beedrill, and I had no answer to it. There was one where I was just like, I really just want to be like, after the first match, like, just take all three because I have nothing to beat it.
Are you not running Quagsire anymore? How did you not have an answer for it?
When Quagsire is the only thing that counters it, it's kind of hard. They know what you're bringing. So, Alakazam. Poor Alakazam with the counter.
There's someone running it in our Glacial.
Listen, it has great moves. And I remember I tried to use it when we were practicing Wildcat. The moves are so good. It's just so glassy. I think I got hit with something. You hit it with something that it was neutral to, and it still like knocked it out.
I think it was grass knot from Barbicle.
Yeah, that. Yep, exactly. That is exactly what it was. A grass knot just wiped him out completely. Machamp, like we mentioned, is going to get Payback. Another one that I'm excited for, Gengar with Shadow Punch. This one is another one of those must have moves.
I think, wasn't it Mama Climbs that didn't have one, actually? Or I think it was her or somebody else.
Yeah, it was Mama Climbs. She mentioned that she didn't. So this is your reminder. Next weekend, get your Gengar evolved.
Yeah. I'm going to wait until after this one, but I've been saving a Charge TM for my 100% that I want to run in Master League. But it doesn't have Shadow Punch, so it's kind of useless. I tried using it with Shadow Ball and Focus Blast, and it doesn't work.
Nope.
So I'll wait if I can catch another 100% or get another 100%, then I won't have to use that. But it's pretty necessary. And it's funny because Haunter has the exact same movesets, and you don't have to use any of those TMs. And in Great League, Haunter's better than Gengar, right?
It's super close. They're almost the same.
Slightly.
Pokemon.
Okay. So yeah. And I love Gengar. So, Gyarados, Aqua Tail.
It's a must.
That's another one.
It's a must for sure. Like, I feel like it gave it like such a increase in like wins also. Cause I think before it didn't really have like much of a bait move. So, I think this is like a great move to have as well. If you didn't have that.
Yeah. So then we've got the evolutions. The only one I think worth mentioning is Umbreon with Psychic, but Espeon
Sylveon with Psyshock.
Is Sylveon on here?
It's down below.
Why didn't they put it with all the other ones?
It's done in generation order.
Shh. Okay. Put it with all of them. Okay. Put it with all of them.
Guess what? If you look, Glaceon and Leafeon's not with them either.
Yeah.
Because it's done in generational order of Pokedex.
Okay. There we go.
There's a special shout out I'd like to make for Sylveon. So Sylveon requires 70 buddy hearts to evolve. And unfortunately, during the previous Eevee community day, there was like a shortened amount of hearts you could use to evolve it. That will not be happening on the December community day. So unfortunately, 70 buddy hearts takes like, let's see, trying to do some quick math, maybe like 5 or 6 days of interaction with your buddy, feeding it, burying it, and that sort of thing. So any good Eevees you catch during community day, you will not be able to evolve into Sylveon. So start prepping that now.
Yeah. And luckily, Eevees have been pretty frequent in the wild lately. So at least around here, I've seen a bunch of them. No, not for you guys. Zero.
I got in a few today.
Yeah. Like I woke up this morning and there was 2 house spawns.
See, apparently I'm in a forest biome because I'm getting Toxicroaks all over the place.
I haven't gotten a single one. That's crazy. Huge difference.
Hmm. I've seen a lot of like second and third stage evolutions popping up on the screen. Like my first catch of the day. I had a star piece on and it's during the 2x Stardust, and it was a for alligator. Is that right? For alligator. That was a nice chunk of Stardust right
that's
there.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I've enjoyed the Toxicroaks because it's guaranteed XL candy, and I still need a lot of XL candy there.
Actually, yeah, I did catch one. Now that you guys are mentioning it, I haven't even like kept track, but that I have been seeing a lot of evolved Pokemon.
Yeah. So the first generation of evolutions, which is Vaporeon, Jolteon, Flareon, Espeon, Umbreon. I'm wrong again. I'm
first and second generation of evolution.
The first six. There you go. The first six. Five, whatever it is. Umbreon is the one you want. And Sylveon. I know when we saw the bullet seed added to Leafeon, like me and Wildcat were pretty hype about it, but I used it and it just doesn't feel right. Like it just doesn't do much. And then Glaceon with Water Pulse. And then like Kakuna said, Sylveon with Psyshock is probably the second one next to Umbreon. So, Espeon with Shadow Ball. It was like a rank 2 or 3 for Ultra League, and I've always wanted to use it, but I'm just so afraid.
Don't.
You tried it?
Okay.
No, I just know it's a poor man's Mewtwo, and why would you do that?
You'll blink, and it'll be gone.
So sad.
Great. Shiftry will get Bullet Seed. This one's kind of... Some people like running it with Snarl. Some people run it with Bullet Seed.
Yeah, there's literally, to me, no difference because they're all basically the same fast move. Just one's grass, one's dark. I feel like maybe just depends. Again,
I think it's another one of fitting your role.
Yeah.
What do you need it to do? But it charges so fast with those moves anyways. It really doesn't matter what its role is. It's going to get to the moves that you need it to get to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Altaria with Moonblast. I think that one's super important too. I find myself shielding a lot more with Altaria, knowing that it doesn't have Dragon Pulse?
Yeah, Dragon Pulse.
Yeah. I shield it a lot more now, knowing that a Moonblast could be coming at me. Empoleon with Hydro Cannon. If you've been playing GBL for any period of time, you know this thing is a must for PvP.
I'm getting an Ultra League Empoleon finally. I'm so happy. Stick with my rank 1 Great League
I'm
one.
So happy for you.
Yeah. I'm actually running Empoleon in Remix and it is doing work. It does, like, I couldn't tell you how many I've beat 2 Obama Snows with it, like, no problem. It was crazy. Like, it took an energy ball, and I still had maybe like 20% health, which is insane. I've been
seeing a lot of people running Empoleon in Remix recently, and actually there's some people in the Discord that were running Empoleon with 2 dragons, right?
Empoleon Double Dragon, Empoleon Double Charm have both been popular.
I'm like, dude, that sounds like, yes, Ultra League.
And I will, when we get to GBL, I'll discuss my team that's been eating those teams up.
Interesting.
There are people who have been top lefting, like, as soon as I throw out my one Pokemon.
Your mystery Pokemon.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah. Luxray, don't worry about. Roserade, you're going to get both the Bullet Seed and Fire Weather Ball. Fire Weather Ball is super important. It's another one where the fast move is kind of based on your team comp. Some people like running it with, was it Poison Jab? Yeah. Poison Jab or Bullet Seed, it just depends. Garchomp with Earth Power. That one's for Master League. Do you want Earth Power?
I was playing Master League, or I think it was Master League Classic, and I was seeing people running Earth Power over Sand Tomb more than...
I prefer Sand Tomb, but you know, I like my debuffs and debuffs and buff moves too much.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people didn't expect someone to be running Aphrodite. Like, I had a Metagross, I'm like, alright, he's gonna hit me with Sand Tomb. I got hit with the Earth Power. I got mad at top left, so...
Kakuna, I saw you nodding your head over there.
Yeah,
You agree with the Sand Tomb?
Let's see. I haven't used a whole lot of Garchomp myself, but it has like, I don't know, 6 different viable movesets you could run on it, and really tricky to...
That is true.
...to decide what to pick. So it's another situation kind of like Charizard, where if you have the ability to evolve multiple, but it's a bit of a challenge.
Makes sense. Rhyperior is getting Rock Wrecker. This is like the one raid Pokemon. Like, yeah, this move was like PvE. Strictly for raids.
I did run it in Master Premier at one point, and it actually will take down a Metagross without ever throwing a fast move. You have to burn both shields, but just on charge or just on or without ever throwing a charge move. It'll take it down fully with two shields by just fast moves and then have a ton of energy just to demolish whatever comes in next.
Interesting. Then we've got Electivire with Flamethrower and Magmortar with Thunderbolt. Listen, I ran an Electivire in, for my electric team. And I was running it with Flamethrower and Ice Punch. I hit people with that Flamethrower and they were not expecting it.
And what was your record with Electivire?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because that tells you you don't need it. Don't bother with it.
No, I went against Dino first. That was my record. And he had Swampert and that just demolished me. And then I had to play Kittens and High Fives and he had Swampert and Whiscash on his team. There's nothing. I could not get to a Grass Knot on my Raichu. Like,
How does Grass Knot and Raichu play for you?
You know, it's funny. You both had Alolan Raichu, but it played fine against Astro, but against you because you had your whole team built to beat mine. So I couldn't really do much and I hate it.
Yeah. I could not get to that Grass Knot fast enough.
I heard Dino toss his phone against the wall when that Alolan Raichu threw the Grass Knot, because it felt so good. I was like, I'm purposely doing this because he gave Astro such a hard time for it. I did it for you, Astro.
Thank you. It's literally, that was the only reason I put that on my team, because I had practiced with Dino like 2 days before and I was like, shit, I need something with grass, something to cover like the water, and that was the only one I could find that I had it built already. So, but it was sad. It was sad. It was just a sad three matches. Let's see. Leafeon, Bullet Seed, Glaceon, Water Pulse, Porygon Z, Tri-Attack. I've seen it run here and there. Is it any good?
It's only good if it lands the, what is it, a 30% chance of the debuff, I think. And then if that happens, it'll run your entire team because you're losing both your attack and defense by two stages. But other than that, I don't think it's that good. Kakuna can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it's fun for like clips on Twitch, but outside of that, pretty difficult to use.
Yeah. Dusknoir, Shadow Ball, Superior with Frenzy Plant. Yes. Yeah. I've used it before and people forget that it has Aerial Ace, and it's always fun to see when they get hit with an Aerial Ace and they weren't expecting it. So, Emboar with Blast Burn. I think we spent like 15 minutes right before this community talking about how bad it still is. So no, like, don't worry about it. Samurott with Hydro Cannon. That is, like we said, that's one of the must moves for it. I was thinking for some reason that, what is it? The shell
Razor Shell is not very good.
Yeah,
I think.
But was that
someone tried to make it that like, a, viable? I think I forget if it was Wildcat or somebody else.
I know Caleb Peng ran.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's
pretty
what it
wild
was.
Samurott team toward the end of last season. I think it was.
I think he tagged you. If I'm gonna say, I think I saw that tweet too, where he mentioned like he made it viable. I was like, oh my god! Of course he would do it.
Yeah, but that one's not a community. That's just part of its move pool, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talonflame with Incinerate must, and then Sylveon with Psyshock. Again, a must. The rest of the stuff you can kind of look at, like the dollar box and stuff like that. There's a timed research, but it's pretty self-explanatory if you've done this already. So I don't really see anything too much to talk about. Powered up Pokesops, I don't even think it's worth going over because I don't think anybody's going to do it. I know I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no.
Two items and one spawn. Enough said.
So then we've got the holiday event coming up the 16th through the 31st. That is, let's see, 45 gifts a day. You can hold 45 gifts. Team Rocket are going to have more ice and water. Mega Obama Snow, then the Holiday Cup, and then your costume, Pokemon, and then your avatar items and box. I don't see anything in the... Is there something in the holiday event that I'm missing that we need to, like, really focus on or talk about?
Or is it the bird?
You might want to scroll down. There's a mini event going on during it.
What was that?
Cocoon? Oh, there's a new Pokemon releasing that...
Okay. What is the name of that new Pokemon?
Go
ahead, Astro. You know the rules. The rules are you have to butcher first.
Go ahead, tell them. What are they, Astro?
We're wasting time.
I know. Wasting time so that I don't have to do it.
Nope.
Yes. I'm not even going to try it.
Come on. Everyone comes here to hear you do this. Let's go.
The thing is I don't remember its name and it's not in the show notes.
Yes, it is. I'm trying to find the blog 7A, spot. 7A in the show notes.
Oh, okay. I'm farther down. Oh, okay. Burmite?
That's correct.
Avalug?
That's correct.
Huh.
See, you wasted all that time and you got it right.
Okay. Galarian Mr. Rhyme is going to be in Time Research. So all those people who didn't buy ticket for that, which is not me... here's your chance to get your Galarian Mr. Rhyme. Let's see.
Two new shinies released as well. Sphiel. And the other one is contested if it's actually shiny. Galarian Darumaka initially had text saying it was shiny, and then that text was removed, but the star icon, the shiny icon, is still on its image. So it may or may not be shiny. We're not certain, actually.
Gotcha. And then I guess the big thing is 40 kilometer trade distance and guaranteed XL for trades.
And that is only on the 25th and 26th.
Okay.
During the mini event. As far as PvP stuff, your XL Snover is your Obama Snow, really, but your XL candy for that's the big thing you're looking for, as well as Alolan Vulpix and Alolan Sandshrew are out there as well.
Yeah. So that's pretty much everything for the in-game news. We'll probably go maybe a little more in depth, like around the events. So let's go ahead and move over to the GBL section. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to move over to the GBL section because there's not really much to talk about in there. Just really quick, we'll do recap of like our teams that we're running and how we're doing. Dino, are you still running your Bastiodon Toxicroak team
for Great League? Yeah. But, basically I was actually thinking for Great League, I was actually thinking of using, Trevenant. Someone mentioned it in a local chat instead of Meganium, cause it helps you against flyers, but I tried it today. I wasn't comfortable with it just because I lost more to dark Pokemon. Typically whenever I see an Obstagoon lead, I would go straight to Meganium. But now I couldn't do that with Trevenant in there. So I stick back to the old ways. So with that team, I've been doing pretty well. I've been, I think, above 2300s right now, around that elo.
Nice. Do you have an Ultra League team ready for Monday?
I mean, if you recall, you know, every time in this Ultra League, I try to run typically the same team as always, unless if like I see some big changes. But as you guys know, most people that know me, I've always run in Premier Ultra, at least, I've always run Shadow Snorlax, Clefable, and Kingdra. So, I've switched it, I think, in Remix for Sylveon instead, because it gets to the charge move quicker. So, and like Kahuna said, he mentioned it as really well. I think Wildcat mentioned it too, that Shy Shock is actually pretty well, and it's a really good move for a fairy type in Ultra League.
Nice. Kahuna, I know we talked off air, you don't really do this, at least this season. You haven't really done what you said, five battles?
Yeah, I've done, I streamed five sets last weekend, and that's about all I've done. I've been, okay. Like Dino, I really love sticking to comfortable and familiar teams. And a great league team that I love is Shadow Flygon, Empoleon, and Skuntank.
I feel like I've seen that you posted that before, and I actually was very intrigued because I think a Shadow Flygon Earth Power does a lot to an Azu, if I'm not mistaken, and that is very satisfying to see.
Yeah, it does like maybe 40 or 50%, and then
I love
getting Skuntank on Azumarill because just farm it down and have fun.
Yeah. Do you prefer Great League over the other leagues, or do you have like a favorite?
Yeah, I do prefer Great League, although I'm playing Master League in my Sylph factions battles, and I got to Legend in Ultra League two seasons ago.
Nice. What was the team in Ultra League that got you to Legend?
Yeah, that was a team made by YTX Pikachu, and I know a lot of people had good success with this team. It was Dragon Breath Giratina, Empoleon, and Poison Jab Alolan Mach.
Interesting. I like that. Okay. Wildcat, how have your sets been going?
Stuck around 2100 right now. I was right at 2200 and then just back-to-back bad sets, so we'll see. I will definitely be probably running Ultra League Remix and actually using my Ultra League Premier Classic team with Sylveon, Trevenant, and Lapras. The only slight issue I have is I don't have Trevenant XL, so I'm hoping non-XL will do enough work. We'll have to kind of wait and see how that shakes out in it.
Cool. What were you running in Great League?
Oh yeah, Great League. I've been doing mostly Remix this week: Pidgeot, Shadow Drapion, Trevenant. But I am not running Crunch on my Drapion because Markago and the modified Rock Hole team or Grass Hole team. I'm actually running Aqua Tail to be able to count because Trevenant or Markago beats my entire team, so I had that something to work around that.
That makes sense. What about you, Astro?
Me? So I'm like one positive set away from hitting ace.
Nice.
Which I maybe be able to do tonight after we're done recording. I was running, like I had mentioned, up until rank 20. I was running the team from Home Slice Henry, the one with Greninja in the back, which was a lot of fun. But then once I got into rank 20, like that team just didn't work. So I'm running Empoleon, Wigglytuff, and Lapras. And so far, 5-0, 4-1, 4-1.
Did you get that from anyone, or you just came up with it?
I just saw what I was losing to and seeing a lot of.
Nice.
And there's a lot of dragons.
That is true.
There's a lot of Dragonair. I don't know if someone made like a Dragonair team, but I've seen Dragonair like all over the place.
That's funny because I've seen absolutely zero up around 2100. 2100, the only dragon I ever see is Dragalge.
I've seen Shadow Dragonite leads and then Dragonair teams, and I think maybe the Dragonair for Makargo since it has the Aqua Tail. So, but I mean, it doesn't really do anything to that team. And then I saw a lot of Empoleon double dragon. So I was like, well, put a fairy in there to handle the dragons, and then Empoleon handles pretty much everything. I feel like I don't really worry about anything. And then Lapras just cleans up whatever's left over. And it's been doing good.
You're making me want to brush off my rank one Empoleon.
Maybe. I don't know. Try the team and see if it works. I know you like to use your murder tree, but maybe. I don't know. Maybe I made it this new team that's going to like blow up Remix next season.
And he'll forget doubt it. To put the note, the time in the show notes for it. Yep. And no one will ever hear it.
Like I always do. And then going into Ultra League, I'm going to run the same team that I hit expert with in Ultra League last season. It's Scrafty, Obstagoon. What was my third one?
Isn't it Muck?
I think a low one.
Wasn't it like three dark now, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's triple dark. Now I'm going to mess it up, of course.
you're right. It was Alolan Muck.
Yeah, it was Alolan Muck, I'm pretty sure.
A low and Muck lead, Scrafty, and then Obstagoon. And I got that team from Home Slice Henry, and it was a lot of fun. And it's an open Ultra League team, and it got me from, what did I start that with? Like 1900, I think.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. It got me from 1900 to 2500.
Yeah, that was a huge jump. 600 points.
Yeah. And it was like that. It was fun.
That's an awesome run.
And then I was really surprised because I was like, man, I don't know about this. I like to run it because it had Pokemon that I like and I knew how to use, so I was like, okay, try it. And it was awesome. I had a lot of fun with that. And then Holiday Cup is going to start, what, the 16th?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Thursday. We kind of went over that last week. Pachirisu, Altaria, Snowy Cast Form, if you have one.
Alolan Graveler. That was the big meta breaker, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fun. It's always fun to use Pokemon like that, that you don't really use outside of Sylph, and then now it's like something that can just do some work in GBL. So I think that's pretty much all we're going to talk about for GBL. So we can kind of move on with the show. Do we have anything? What's coming up next? We have questions, right?
Oh, I think we have a new top 10 here.
That's right. So, okay, let's go ahead and do that.
This is Astro's Top 10!
This week, Astro's Top 10 Movies. Number 10.
Kingler Kong.
Number 9.
Annabelle Sprout.
Number 8.
Hariyama Potter.
Number 7.
Judge Dreadnought.
Number 6.
The Lion King.
Number 5.
A Nightmare on Elgium Street.
That's good. Number 4.
Hapni Gilmore.
Number 3.
Saving Private Rhydon.
Number 2.
Fortress Gump.
And number 1.
Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo. I had like three number ones, so I just had to pick which one. Runners up for number one, Glitter and Geely.
Can we get a cricket sound effect in the show?
I don't have crickets yet.
Yeah.
I don't have crickets yet.
Those are amazing.
Listen. When I started laughing when I was writing Save a Private Ride On, like
that I was Nightmare laughing on Elgin's good. Was good. Those, yeah. Those two were my favorites by far.
Not Harry Potter, Hariyama Potter.
That one was all right.
Did you forget that I've never read the books or watched the movies?
But it's like a visual thing. Like, you look at Hariyama, like, with round glasses and a wand.
This is awkward.
There was a couple in there that were, like, there was a couple Pokemon that it was just too easy. Like, Turtonator?
Is that
what it's called?
I think it's what it is.
Turtonator. Yeah,
and I was like, that one's too easy. I can't do that. So, so that was fun. I liked it. and apparently a lot of people like it. So I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from the top tens. Apparently for our 1 year show, in January 1st, actually, we're doing our 1 year episode, live. It's going to be Twitch, and hopefully I have YouTube, up and running by then. And a lot of people are requesting that I do a top 10 for that. So I want to make it really good. So I'm going to take some time, take a couple weeks to do it, but mark your calendars for that. We'll let you guys know every week as we get closer. I think we're starting at 9.
Yeah, we'll start about 30. You did say 9:30, didn't you?
Yeah, 9:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Because if I say 9 o'clock, we probably start at 9:30.
So 10 is actually the start time.
No. I told all of us 9.
Congrats on a year, by the way. That's awesome. But,
like,
we should point this out. Dino and I were sitting at our desk at 8:50 ready to go. I'm sorry, Astro. Don't fire me.
Thank you, Kukuna, for the nice things that you said. It was very nice, even though Brad talked over you, so no one heard it.
That's just to ease the tension, to save Brad's job.
He knows. He's safe. For now. Okay, so let's move over to our question and answer segment.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Right. So, first question from Chipsy Quiz 4, Kukuna. It says, Kukuna, save it for a show exclusive, but any chance of an app on the horizon? Happy to shell out some coins for convenience, especially if it's a quick access overlay.
Well, thanks for the question, Chipsy. So I I see Brad looks very eager. I don't have any immediate plans or news to share on an app front. Unfortunately, I'm not really much of an app developer, but I do what I can to try and make the website as mobile friendly as possible. And you can add it to your home screen and it'll function like an app. It's not the same thing, but it's there if you want it.
So anybody listening who knows how to do app development,
maybe
you can place
sign me.
maybe you can loan your services to Kukuna over here and help him out. So next question here comes from Schwartz.
Schwartz, yes.
Okay, all right. What are your thoughts on team building for custom metas? This month, I'm in a cup that has us picking one mon from each region with bans, rules on regional forms, etc. Where would you start?
Ooh, Schwartz, your questions are as big as your Schwartz. The Spaceballs reference for anyone, maybe in the younger
awesome
audience. Unfortunately,
I got it.
The team building and custom ranking process for custom cups is pretty cumbersome right now. There's a lot of hoops you have to jump through. So your first step would be to go to the custom rankings tool, select all the rules, and it'll generate some results for you on the top potential Pokemon for that cup. there's a section below that that contains a list of those Pokemon, and you can copy those into some of the advanced settings in the team builder to run a team against. It's really convoluted, but maybe I'll find a way to streamline that at some point.
I will say it's very useful. It's specifically what Siegel and I use to build a lot of our metas that we run in the Discord. Is without the custom meta feature, I would be lost sometimes, because that's the way you make sure your meta is balanced. Because if you go and run that meta, for example, when we were looking at the Avengers meta, I believe it was Gudra was literally unbeatable in the meta. It had no key losses across the entire meta.
I think that was for the Ash Cup.
Or no, it was Ash Cup.
Yeah, the Ash Cup. Yeah.
Gudra. So we had to 86 Gudra. And without PP Poke telling us that, we would have never known. So I applaud, even if it is a little cumbersome at times, once you've done one or two, it's a lot simpler to go through and start building out quickly.
Awesome. I appreciate hearing that, because I don't know. It's a hassle for me. So if it's a hassle for me, I'm sure it's maybe a bit rough for other people, but glad to hear it's helpful though.
No, it's super helpful, because I'd be lost in our custom metas without that, right? if they didn't post like the thing that I just have to put into the text part and copy it, like I'd be like, I can't. I don't. It's too much going on for me. So next question comes from Graves. Writes, what dual typing that doesn't already exist do you think would be the most interesting to be added to the Pokeverse? Some legends, some legends, Arceus leaks have indicated that Voltorb / Electrode are gaining grass subtypes.
And it's no longer a leak. It has been confirmed.
We are living in the future here.
Pokemon released a video last night. The Hisuian, Voltorb, and Electrode will be grass electric. The first of that type.
Wow. Hmm. He mentions, making them the first electric and grass Pokemon. I want to know what interesting type combination you all can come up with. And then he gave the edit that Wildcat just let us know. So we'll start with our guest, Kakuna. What typing, dual typing, do you think would be interesting? Sure.
It's a great question from Graves. I've thought about this a little bit. I think my decision would be poison steel. So you get neutral fighting from the poison steel combination. You're double weak to ground, which isn't ideal. But those two are really good defensive typings, and I think that would be a pretty neat Pokemon.
I like that. That's fun. Wildcat, you got one?
I'm going to go Rock Ghost. You pick up two immunities, as well as 1, 2, 3, 4 different resistances in addition to those immunities, while you're only having 4 weaknesses, or 6 weaknesses. So it's a little weak at times, but I think it would be a very interesting type. And with normal Ghost coming out with the Hisuian Zoroark line, I think that would have originally been my pick. But since it's already been confirmed to be coming, I'm going to go with another Ghost type and go Rock Ghost.
I like that. Dino?
That is a very good question. I feel like they took like really good typings right there. honestly, I can't really think of any that are... I feel like this is like more of like something that if you play the mainstream, you would know more of this. But I can't really think of two that aren't already out that you guys haven't mentioned.
I have a handy dandy chart that I have.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
Of course.
What? All right, then add another one. What would be like another one that isn't?
Fairy fighting would, in my opinion, be really interesting.
That is crazy. I didn't even think about that. That is true.
A fighter that's immune to dragon moves.
I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if that is going to come out anytime soon.
that is interesting.
What do you think, Astro? Oh. I can see your gears turning.
Well, he's in the same boat. They already did the one that I would have instantly thought of, and that would have been normal Ghost. I think that's a great combination, and then they already have the dark fairy type too. I don't know the main series very well, but maybe like a grass fire or water fire
Grass fire is not in the game at all. Technically, water fire is, but it, in my opinion, I don't consider it because, see, it's only for Darumaka's Zen mode is water fire. And that's okay. An ability-based Pokemon, so I don't consider that. So either one of those, in my opinion, would be valid.
Is Volcanion?
Or no, actually, I'm sorry. Water, fire, I forgot. Mythicals. Volcarona. Or Volcanion. Sorry, not Volcarona. Volcanion is a water, fire as well. It's, I think it's, is it Gen 6 Mythical? If I wanted to, 5 or 6?
I think 6, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it was the hint to Alola, so it would have been Gen 6.
So, yeah, I mean, the fire grass, fire becomes neutral now. So you got flying, poison, and rock as your weakness. You're going to resist electric, fairy, steel, and grass. Everything else neutral.
And a 4x resist, or a quarter resist on the grass, so you're getting a double resist there, which is nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. That would be cool. I think it would be fun. Do we have any other ones? Any other interesting ones that we thought of as we were talking?
Electric fighting.
Electric fighting has not been done.
And it would electric would resist flying, right? So it would be neutral.
Yep.
So that's not too bad to have.
I like that. Anyone else? No?
I was just going to say the most common one that hasn't been paired is normal. There's a lot of normal X that hasn't happened yet. Normal bug, normal rock, normal ice. What about Bug Dragon? I'm surprised that one's never been done.
I think Flygon, or like a Mega Flygon, should be a Bug Dragon.
Yes.
It is weird that it goes from, what's the first stage? Is it
I believe ground? It's ground.
Pure ground.
Ground bug.
And then...
I think Vibrava's
And then it just...
Drowned.
It's ground dragon. It goes ground to ground dragon to ground dragon.
That doesn't look like a dragon. It looks like a... Maybe a dragonfly.
I was going to say that. That's what it looks like to me.
And bug is the only type that's not been paired with dragon before.
Hmm. That would be interesting. I think the bug steel typing is probably one of the better ones that they came up with because it only has one weakness. It's just like the dark poison. You just got to worry about ground. With bug steel, you only got to worry about fire. Everything else is either resisted or neutral.
Same thing for Ghost Normal. You have only one weakness is dark and three immunities. That's crazy to think about. Hisuian Zoroark line is going to be very broken.
Give me all of that. Give me all of that normal ghost typing.
So it's going to get so the move much fun. Tackle as its only move, obviously.
We don't mention those moves. It'll be the one normal that doesn't get lick.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It'll get Astonish. Tackle Astonish will be its move.
That's what it'll get, yeah. It won't get lick. Why would we do that? Why would we give a ghost type lick? Why? Next one comes from Fish on a Heater. Writes, remember a previous update to the site talked about meta rankings going through extra iterations to give weighting to the quality of a Pokemon's wins. How many iterations does it go through to get to the final result? Also, if each of the members of the Justice League were Pokemon, which Pokemon would they be? Example, you can do the Avengers if you want, but I guess he's preferring Justice League. But working out who the Hulk would be is too easy. Yeah, that's true. So I guess the first two parts are for Kakuna.
Sure. So actually, I had an interesting idea for who Hulk would be as a Pokemon. You might be thinking Machamp, Shiny Machamp. I think it would be more Pekko.
Yeah.
In hangry mode.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I like that.
But that's a that good is, question, like Fish. That. For the rankings, when I start them off brand new without any, no tournaments have been played yet, there's a process that iterates the scoring so that you have, you know, the top ranked Pokemon. And then you also want to know, like, okay, what are the Pokemon that are good against the top ranked Pokemon? And then you shuffle those and repeat that a few times. And I think the default version does it like 7 times. If you swing the lever a bit too far, the results can look a little funky. So you have to be a bit careful with it. But later on in the month or for GBL, when there's lots of usage data, I can just shortcut that whole process. Generally assign weightings tied to usage in teams, and that works pretty well. And okay, so for the
so we establish the members of the Justice League.
I
would say the original 7.
Okay, you might know this the better original than six. Me. I was going to go by the Justice League as featured in the Justice League movie.
That's what I was going off to.
That's fair.
That's pretty much the core. I mean, you could throw in Green Lantern and stuff like that if you want to.
Technically,
the Wonder Twins.
no. What's his face? The Titan is not an original member. Cyborg is not an original Justice League member. He was a Teen Titan originally.
That's right.
So that's why I wanted to clarify as I was looking up my answers here. So, okay, so the movie version. Right. Go ahead. Sorry.
This will take some thinking. I like the idea of Superman being one of those Pokemon that only has one weakness. So maybe we go with Scissor, let's say. It's only got one weakness. Fire is its kryptonite.
Like that. I like that.
It can fly. I don't think it can shoot lasers out of its eyes, but we'll go with that. Actually, Mewtwo would probably be the closest like power comparison, maybe, right. to Superman. Let's see, Wonder Woman. We've got the lasso. We've got the bracers. Let's see, Gallade. Kind of a fighter.
Okay. I can see it.
Got a sword. Let's see.
Like that.
Cyborg. I feel like Porygon would be too easy of an answer.
I think that's
perfect. Maybe we'll go with Porygon. Let's see. And Flash. There's so many ways you could go with Flash. I'm gonna say actually something like I'll go a little off. I won't do an electric type. I'm gonna do Arcanine with extreme speed, and
that's a good one.
And then
I like that
Batman. Obviously, there are some Bat Pokemon to choose from.
Yep,
that's what I'm picking. Just so you know.
Let's see. This one's actually a little tough. I don't know that a poison type would really mesh with Batman. Let's see. Oh, that's a tough one. Okay, we'll go with the easy one. I'm actually gonna go with Gligar here. It's kind of bat-like. It's more okay. It's a scorpion. So maybe it's not the best fit. Okay.
Sure. I mean, it looks like a bat.
Sure, Crobat. Crobat, of course. Okay,
and then
we'll go with Crobat, and then Aquaman.
Aquaman.
A lot of good options here. I feel like Gyarados is the most menacing option, probably.
Yep, that was good.
I like that. I like that.
What do you think?
Brad, do you already have...
he definitely does.
I think you were absolutely spot on with most of your Superman. I like Scizor, absolutely. Absolutely, Cyborg has to be Porygon. Flash is going to be one of two. Either Speed Deoxys, or believe it or not, Mega Beedrill is actually the fastest Pokemon in the game. One of the fastest Pokemon in the game. Wonder Woman, I was in your same line with the Ralts line, but I was going to go Gardevoir. I think she just has a little bit more poise, which Wonder Woman carries a lot of poise around. Batman, I was going to go Noivern, the Bat Dragon. And then Aquaman, I'm kind of torn. I kind of actually like Samurott here. Okay.
I like that.
Interesting.
I like that. Dino, do you have yours?
Yeah. So as Wildcat, I had the same Deoxys as well, Speed Deoxys for that, for Flash. for Batman that had Corbin Knight, Wonder Woman and Superman. So I kind of like see them like sort of the same because they're like both like super, you know, superhumans, I guess you want to put it that way. So I put Wonder Woman as Zamasenta and Superman as Zacian. And then I also agree with Kakuna with Aquaman. I put Gyarados and Cyborg. I know everyone keeps saying Porygon, but I put Genesect.
I could also see Magearna, or is it Magearna?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
The Gen 7 mythical?
Yeah, I think I seen it in the movie, but I don't remember like what the typing is or anything like that.
It's fairy steel.
What the heck? That's interesting. That's an interesting typing.
I'm pretty sure it's fairy steel. Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to look it up and get proven wrong.
I think I know it's steel for sure, and it does look like a fairy. What about you, Astro?
Okay, so for Superman, I have Bastiodon because it's a truck. It's very hard to take down. Wonder Woman, I have Frostlass.
Okay.
For Wonder Woman. She just, her motion when she's throwing the powder snow just kind of looks like she's whipping.
I like the visual.
Yeah. Aquaman, I have Quagsire because I have to pick my boy. For Flash, I went electric, but I went with a very common one, Pikachu, because it has quick attack.
Okay.
So, and in the animes, Pikachu always looks super fast, so they make him look
gotcha
all over the place. For Batman, I went Mandibuzz.
Okay.
Flying dark.
Makes sense.
You know? And then for Cyborg, I went, it was a tie between Melmetal and Registeel, which I'm surprised no one said Registeel. I figured that would have been like the first one off the board. But I guess Porygon makes more sense.
Yeah.
I try to forget it exists most of the time.
All right. So next question comes from Artemis. He writes, first off, huge fan of yours, Matt. PvP would still exist without you, but it would be far less engaging. Your work is appreciated and Niantic should hire you. Aww, he's very adamant really about that because he put an exclamation mark.
Too kind.
So his question is questions to all. What failed Pokemon do you think needs a do-over community day? And how would you make it work in PvP in terms of energy moves? Moves not in the game are allowed. Yeah.
So if it's not in the game, then you can't change it with it.
All right.
Oh,
Let's see.
Go for it.
is this failed Pokemon in general or Pokemon that have had a community day that could use better moves?
I think, I think
it says do-over community day.
So, so failed community days essentially, right?
I think this one still gets me. It's not a failure by any means, but Superpower Dragonite would be so good. It'd be so good.
I was so upset. Yeah,
I wish we can get that one someday. I think the most of the community days have been pretty good as far as like the best option the Pokemon could get. A couple I think I'd change would be Dusknoir recently was pretty underwhelming with Shadow Ball. I'd give Shadow Ball to Dusclops or give Dusknoir a move like Counter or Dynamic Punch. And then the move choices for Vaporeon and Jolteon recently were kind of underwhelming as well. Vaporeon got Scald, I believe, and Jolteon got Zap Cannon, neither of which really do much for them. So I'm sure there's a more interesting coverage move both of those could get.
I like those choices. Mm-hmm. Wildcat, do you have one?
I believe it or not, would be one of two. And both of them, I don't think what I would call complete failures. Altaria should have gotten Earthquake. It would have given it a chance to fight back against its biggest weaknesses. And then I think we talked about this before. If you gave Garchomp Dragon Claw, it would be busted. And I was here for that.
Then it becomes big.
You literally want, like, right? Yeah, no, I actually have two different ones. I kind of actually see this one as a failure, in my opinion. I don't know if you guys think different, but Mamoswine with Ancient Power, I feel like no one uses that at all. I feel like I've heard people even like TM'd it away because it was just that bad. And it actually...
we all raise our
hands. Yeah. It actually... I don't think they would do this, but it actually learns Body Slam. So imagine, I feel like the first, the base set learns Body Slam, I believe, right? As well in the game. So maybe, I don't know. But I feel like that would have been a better move for it. I guess maybe at that time they were thinking more, I don't know, maybe more of PvE. I have no idea, but I feel like that one was a failure. And this one is not so much, we talked about Shiftry, how we talked about Snarl and Bullet Seed. It already has great moves. This is just like an extra one I'm adding, maybe Night Slash, because it learns Night Slash. So yeah, those are my two of them. I mean, like, it would probably make Shiftry a little bit too OP, I feel, with it. Imagine getting the boost with it, the attack that it has. So those are the two that I picked. Oof.
Cool. I would go the easy route and say anything that gets Ancient Power should just be redone. Because, like, I think what didn't they do? Did they do a Rhydon with Ancient Power?
No,
they have his Rockwrecker. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Mamoswine has been the only Ancient Power community today so far, and it was at least thematic because in the main series that's how you evolve a Paloswine into a Mamoswine as you level it up while it knows the move Ancient Power.
I see. And the thing is, like, I think when it got Ancient Power, wasn't it still, didn't it get debuffed before it got that community move? Or is it?
It happened right after, I think.
See, like, why? That makes it even that much worse.
I would probably go with the Ralts line with Synchronoise. It has at least Gallade. I haven't looked at Gardevoir, but at least Gallade has better moves than that. I don't even think on my Gallade I'm running that. I think I'm running is it Grass Knot?
Leaf Blade combat.
And Close Combat. But it can learn Night Slash.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing that in the Netflix show. That it was using it against Sirfetch.
Yeah. It learns two fairy moves, three fairy moves. It learns Charm. It knows Disarming Voice, and it knows Draining Kiss. So that would be interesting. But I like, and it knows it can learn Fury Cutter, which is interesting. So maybe we do a double move there, like they did with Roserade, and maybe like do Fury Cutter and Night Slash added to the them. Be kind of fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think Psycho Cut is also an option.
Is it? Ooh, okay, maybe Psycho Cut.
Definitely. I didn't see that one down there.
Yeah, yeah. Because Psycho, I've tried using what is it? Galarian Rapidash, and it runs Psycho Cut and Body Slam, and it's like ridiculous how fast it goes. Sure. you could get almost three Body Slams before it dies, because it dies pretty quick.
I'm sure it's still fun though.
So it is. It's fun. So moving on, our next question comes from Cinderhaze. It's not directly a question, but this question and comment points out how broken energy banking may seem to an inexperienced player. Did anybody go through this article?
It's talking about the fact that you can store like 2.5 leaf blades.
Yeah.
So you throw two leaf blades, you throw one or two more moves, and you have a third one ready, which I agree. It does seem next to impossible. Aquatail is the same way. You can have, I think you're one poison jab short of three Aquatails. So if you don't know that, I can absolutely see as a new player how you feel like that person is just throwing unlimited moves at you, when really you get 100 banked energy, and these small 35 move energies can be banked where you're almost having three ready to go.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
I think the what could be improved there is really more in-game tutorials or some way to introduce all those mechanics to players. Because somebody jumping into GBL for the first time is going to have no clue how energy works, or, you know, that it is possible to throw leaf blades back to back. And they're probably not going to discover that. Because, like, think of a someone who's very, very new to the game might just throw charge moves as soon as they get them. More tutorials or instructions to help out with that, I think would go a long way.
Yeah, because there's literally no instructions. I know they said that they were going to put some things for new players, like in the beginning of the game, but that's it, besides the little hand that when you first start doing a GBL, the little hand just goes like back and forth. That's it. That's the only thing. So, all right. And our last question, is for Kakuna, from ThanksFriend673. What was the reason you started PV Poke? And he writes, PS, thank you for everything you do for the community.
Thanks so much. I think the reason, was there were quite a few rumors about PvP, I think, for like a good while before it came out. And as a developer who enjoyed making passion projects and fun stuff, I thought it would be cool to make something. And when PvP came out, I kind of saw it as an opportunity and whipped up something for my local group, and then eventually got it posted elsewhere. So it was a pretty spur of the moment thing, but
that actually prompts a question for me. So you mentioned the algorithm that you're using. In fact, did you create that algorithm on your own, or did you piece together a few different publicly available ones to create the master algorithm for the site?
Yeah, all the math and algorithms and stuff are all original. There at the time, there weren't really any, you know, many websites or resources for Pokemon Go PvP. And something I tried to do in making the project open source is help like anyone who wants to make a website or tools of their own to have some kind of resource or basis to go off of.
Y'all, this man's a genius. Writing an algorithm that complex is not easy. Just the putting that out there.
Is real.
It is. I'm telling you, it is. So I have a question, and I noticed just now that you did it for Great League and Great League Remix, but like for Ultra League, your top performers hasn't been updated since September. Like, is that just because it's not like there's more things more important, like in the ranking system and stuff like that? Or are you not getting enough data from like players or things like that, that do GBL?
Yeah, a good question. So I update those manually. There's a, some analytics I pull from, and I just happened to miss like, the last time Ultra League was around. I think I focused more on Ultra Premier instead of Open Ultra, and just didn't manage to get around to it for a couple of months. So as we shift over here to Ultra League, I'll look to finally get that updated.
Cool. Yeah, because I use, like, we tell people like who have trouble team building for GBL and stuff like that, we always, you know, tell them to go over to the top performers, and then you can see like the top teams. I tend to like yours a little more than Sylph's, but I don't know how much Sylph pulls from you and puts, but
that's a great question.
Yeah.
I was delving into like a post on the Sylph Arena about that a few days ago, maybe. And the Sylph page, as far as I know, is they get the records from reports from players on what they're encountering. And then they have some kind of simulation tool that generates like anti-meta teams against that. And another site, GoBattleLog, which is awesome. It also has a very similar feature like that too.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I use the top team thing like constantly. Like, I'm just to see if my pairing of things like mesh well. So, I think that's it. Does then Dino Wildcat, we got any more questions? We got the man here, so.
I feel like most people I wanted to know how he started PB Poke and stuff like that. I feel like most of my questions were answered already.
Awesome. And I'm available on Twitter or Discord and happy to chat anytime.
He literally answers any. I always see him. He always literally answers everyone, which is awesome.
And he likes to talk geeky if you're like me.
Yep. Yeah, there was a nice little conversation in the Discord and I was like, I looked, there was 20 messages in the general chat. I'm like, what is going on in here?
Yeah, it's funny. I was like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I'm like, I'm just an engineer. I have no idea what you guys are even discussing.
Yeah, but so. Civil engineer, computer engineer, those are very different fields. I don't want to know how to build a bridge or a building. I never want to know anything of that nature.
Right, exactly.
No, stick to my circuit boards and computer codes. I think that's a show. That's everything. So I want to thank Kakuna for coming on to the show. It was awesome. A lot of our Discord has already said in their comments and questions, you're a huge part of our community and we're all extremely thankful for everything you do. Except when you go on,
you're not allowed to go on vacation.
Someone's gonna have to chain me to a wall.
The funny thing was literally everyone was like, "Okay, we've got it, but we have no rankings.
What do we do?
What are we gonna do?" Everyone was just I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do. I think I can speak for pretty much everyone in our community. The work that you put in on the site, it's my number one bookmark. it's my homepage. When I open up Chrome, it's PB Poke.
I really appreciate hearing that. And I'm so grateful to be part of this community and getting to hang out with guys like you. And I treasure every moment of it. And I really appreciate all the kind words.
Thanks. Yeah. And thank you again for coming on the show. Anytime you want to come back on and talk about anything that's going on, just let me know and
we'll make room for you. Got it.
So we do have one more guest to kind of wrap up our December guest-a-thon, I guess. I don't really know how to tease this without giving it away. Maybe he's the cat's meow.
I think that's enough.
That's enough.
Yep. So that will be next week. And then we'll have one more show before the 1 year. So again, everyone, we should have one more week and then the 1 year.
I forgot. There's 31 days, so yeah. 27th. So
I had the calendar open. Unless I was looking at the wrong year. Yeah, unless I was looking at the wrong year, I was pretty confident on that one. We'll have one more episode before our 1 year. So remember to mark that on your calendars, January 1st, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then we'll put out some more promotional stuff around that time as well. Before we wrap up, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1, which will gain you access to our Discord. The links will be in the show notes, along with links to PB Poke, in case you've never been on it, which I find it hard to believe, but it'll be there. Special thank you to our Coach Corner supporters, JD Mojo Jojo, Clifford Mert, Thanks Friends 673, Eastwood, Mama Climb, Schwartz, and Mosh Pit 37.
And reminder, we have Coach's Corner on the 19th. So if you're part of that group, we look forward to talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be on this one. I promise. I promise. And Kakuna, if you want to join, hop in and we just talk PvP and give some advice to our
awesome. People. Yeah, I'll definitely have to dive in sometime.
Yep. So thank you to our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens and High Five, and King Tom and Matthew Breaker. Our Discord admins, Reyes 683, Siegel, and Miami Doc. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. You can follow Kakuna at PVPoke. Yep. And then our Twitch, twitch.tv/BTWPVP. I think this is going to come out after Saturday anyway, so there's no point in mentioning our stream tomorrow.
It was a great stream. Everyone should have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. You should have seen, seen what Wildcat was wearing. It was crazy. Make people think that they miss something.
Hey, I did trim the beard up. They'll get to see that.
That's true.
There you go. Yeah. So you can email us. Like I mentioned last week, we have finally have a big boy email, info@btwpvp.com. Links to our merch store, Patreon, and our friends at Palatown PvP will be in the show notes. Hopefully by beginning of next year, we'll have our website up and running, which will be nice. So once that is available, those will be in the show notes as well. I think that's pretty much it. So thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I am Daniel Mágico.
I am WildcatDad17.
I'm Kakuna Matata42. Good luck and get good.
So in my top 10, I literally put that Lion Kingdra just to go with the Kakuna Matata.
Are you beautiful. Serious?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It worked perfectly.
You don't know how hard this entire episode it was for me not to call you Kakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Like,
just got to make it tough
every,
on you.
Yep, you got to.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.